get a job football. Hey, hey, hey. Come here. Gotcha. Ready? Ready? Fetch.
In the city, the dog park is a great place for our canine companions to burn off some energy playing with other dogs and for us to get outside for some fresh air. Now, dogs are amazing, of course, having co-evolved with us humans to share our shelter and food supply and do everything from guarding us to giving us unconditional love. Yet, our dear dogs may pose a public health problem for nature and us. Most people, of course, dutifully pick up after their pets. But sometimes people forget, or the dog goes where it seems to be okay, such as out in the backcountry. And though it may not seem like a big deal, some experts say we should always take as much care with dog waste as we do with our own. Wes Seiler is a contributing editor at Outside Magazine and recently wrote about all that poop that America's nearly 90 million dogs generate.
We're talking about over 20 billion with a B pounds a year of dog poop, which is, you know, sort of the main issue here. It's a huge scale. It's just a massive problem.
No, so you're talking about in the United States. That's not just around the world. It's the United States.
That's correct. 20 billion pounds a year in the United States alone.
So, well, you know, dog poop isn't exactly the most wonderful thing to look at, and certainly nobody wants to step in it. But really, why is it a concern?
It's full of nasty stuff, just like human poop. It's full of, you know, E. coli and fecal coliform and potentially parasites if it's an unhealthy dog. And then also, if you think about the wilderness, this was a new thing for me because I go camping with my dogs all the time. I never thought about this, but dog poop is transporting foreign nutrients in sort of a massive scale into the wilderness. And it's full of nitrogen and phosphorus, which are the nutrients in fertilizer. So it's creating a nutrient imbalance in a foreign ecosystem or in a wild ecosystem. And that can lead to the ability for invasive species to grow or create algae blooms in water, and that kills fish.
So what's the research that actually quantifies how dog poop is potentially affecting streams or water sources?
You know, dogs are one of those things that aren't typically scientifically studied that heavily. So we're looking at two major studies here, and that's it. We sort of have to extrapolate from there. So Leave No Trace, which is a wilderness education organization, did a study in Boulder, Colorado, where they found that in parks and on public lands in the city, something like 27% of dog owners aren't picking up their poop. And then there was a separate study done in Northern Virginia. They did a DNA analysis of bacteria found in a stream, and they found that dog poop was responsible for 42% of foreign harmful bacteria in that stream.
So, all right, we should definitely then bring along those little plastic bags to pick up after our pet, whether in the Great Woods or at the Great Neighborhood Park. But then, you know, the poop going into a landfill forever wrapped in plastic doesn't seem like a great option either.
You know, landfills get a lot of bad press, but they're actually, you know, a pretty proven system for eliminating the ability of waste to enter our ecosystem. So they're either lined with concrete or plastic or what have you that prevents, you know, stuff from trickling down into groundwater. They're capped from preventing it from evaporating or otherwise entering the atmosphere. They're not perfect, certainly, but they're what we have, and they do work to prevent the harmful stuff in trash and dog poop from entering the ecosystem.
So, all right, so I'm out hiking in the middle of nowhere. I live in southern New Hampshire, and in northern New Hampshire, we have these wonderful mountains. But Wes, I gotta tell you, I take my dog halfway up something like, say, Mount Shakora, and I don't really want to haul that plastic bag all the way back down the mountain with me, filled with you know what. Those things get squishy in packs. What am I supposed to do?
Believe me, I get it. I don't want to haul poop either. Some environments you do have to haul poop. If you're climbing a pristine mountain, you know, the Himalayas or the Cascades or something, you do have to haul it. But a lot of the time what you do with dog poop is the same thing you do with your own poop. You dig a 6 to 8 inch deep cat hole and you bury it in the top layer of the soil. And in the top layer of the soil, there's bacteria that are designed to break down poop and the poop disappears. So literally you just treat it the same way you would when you're camping. You dig that little hole, you kick the poop in it, job done. It takes 2 seconds.
Now, how many dogs do you have, Wes?
I have two big dogs. I got Wiley, who's sort of an Akita mutt, about 85 pounds. And then I have Bowie, who's half Husky and half German Shepherd, just turned one, and he's about 75 pounds.
And just how many pounds of poop do they turn out a year?
Both of them produce together probably 2 pounds a day on an average day. And so, you know, you scale that to 365 days a year, and you got a whole bunch of poop on your hands.
Whoa, I hope it's not on your hands.
I hope not, too. Everything's gone wrong if it's on my hands.
So you have a couple of dogs yourself. When were you surprised by the scale of this problem?
You know, I just never really thought about it critically. Picking up dog poop as a normal dog owner to me was just a matter of cleanliness. I don't want my yard to be full of dog poop. I don't want to leave behind poop on a hiking trail. But, you know, when I was camping, I never really thought about the need to bury it. My dogs go poop in a bush, and I left it always. But, you know, researching this article and the stuff that I learned has, you know, really taught me that we do need to be picking up the poop. And when you think about, you know, okay, I'm camping, you know, somewhere pristine, you know, I'm going up to the mountains. What's one or two dog poops going to do to the environment? But you think about a pristine environment, altering it in any way does alter it. And you scale that across, you know, 100 campers a year, 1,000 campers a year, 5,000 campers a year in that location. And all of a sudden it does become a real problem.
What prompted you to look into this?
I had written an article about the problems with mountaineers throwing their waste into glacier crevasses and that eventually being preserved and flowing out into streams in Alaska. And somebody from Leave No Trace, which is a really cool organization, read that and emailed me and said, hey, let's talk about dog poop. And here we go. So I guess I'm a poop expert now.
Okay, well, you know, hey, in this business, getting a scoop is a good thing, isn't it?
Hey, the article's proved popular, so I'm not complaining.
Wes Seiler is a contributing editor at Outside Magazine. Wes, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me. This was great.